A bit of a difficult day for the Blues, sending on a pretty spicy wicket. What do you make of the conditions, and what do you make of this first day's play?
Yeah, look, it was a tough day for us. The outfield's very slow, so you've probably got to say that 200 odd that we got was maybe worth sort of 250, 260, still under par for a first innings total, but I think it looks like there's enough there with the new ball, so if we can break the back of them early as they did to us, particularly with that new ball, then grind away through that middle period and then try and clean up the lower and middle order with the new ball. I think they set a pretty good platform for it with the ball, and we've got to try and copy that because it seemed to work.
52 runs today. I'm sure you would have been a little bit disappointed to get out when you did, but some valuable runs in the lower order. I think it's three half centuries for you now in your first five games. Can you tell us, I guess, speaking about your batting and how you're feeling that's coming along at the end of the season?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's nice to particularly not come in at the back end and try and clear the ropes for two or three balls as I have done for most of my career. So it's about a bit of time, trust my game, and it's something I've been working hard on before coming to this group, and then working hard with Cameron White, the batting coach, post Big Bash has been really enjoyable for me, and it's great to get the rewards.
Obviously great for the team to get a wicket late in the day. What's going to be the discussions in the team meetings tonight with Greg Shippen and the rest of the coaching staff?
Another very good question. If I had to guess and hint from what they did really well with the ball, is I think we've got to be patient. It's very easy with a low total to go searching for wickets and bowl too full or too straight. I think own that channel, be really patient, force them to make good decisions. There's still a little bit of nip there throughout the day, and it's pretty tough to score with the outfield as well. So grind them down, force them into errors, and hopefully pick up wickets in that respect as well.
I guess one of the unfortunate things today was the injury to Dan Hughes. We obviously don't know too much about it, but that's a big blow for you guys, I guess, going forward, because you're down a batsman, and especially Dan, because he's been having such a good summer for the Blues in the long form.
Yeah, injuries are never great, and Hughes is a huge loss top of the order. He's in great form post Big Bash, as we saw SCG, and he's been dominating one day cricket as well. So it looks like his season's over a game early or a game and a half early, which is unfortunate for him and us, but I think it will be a good test of our character to see how much we want it, and we've got a big void to fill there, and it's important for everyone to step up from 1 all the way down to 11.
Finally, Chris, what do you make of the conditions? The pitch probably playing a little bit differently to it did this morning. It was kind of nipping around in Victoria, probably a nice toss to win, but what do you personally make of the conditions at the moment?
Yeah, I think there's definitely bowler-friendly conditions early this morning and throughout the day. There remained a good carry there and enough nip, particularly with that new ball. And while the ball is hard, as long as you ask the questions for long enough, I think you can pick up wickets as they did. So for us, I think that's important going into tomorrow. We picked up a wicket, which was key tonight, of Trav Dean, and it'd be nice to dismiss the night watchman and pick up a few of their top order as well, and get into that middle lower order as early as possible while that ball's hard. So, slow outfield, as I said, so we can really grind away, build a lot of pressure and pick up some wickets.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris, Steve Turbitt from the Border Mail, the local paper here. We're stoked to have you guys playing the game here this week. From a playing point of view, what's it like to have a change of scenery and to come and play a game here in Albury?
Yeah, it's great. We really enjoyed it when we came down for the Big Bash for the Sydney Thunder. We got a really warm welcome. Great to have a few locals out today, although a few of them, I think, were very much in that Victorian camp rather than our camp. But I think, you know, they've hosted us really well during that Big Bash, and speaking from two nights or one night already, it feels great to be back down here. Change of scenery, as you said, just really enjoyable, freshens things up, presents a new challenge, a new opportunity, and I think for us coming into the back end of our seasons, we're looking for a lot of positives.
And this ground's had a lot of work done to it over the past few years. It's now to a point where it's hosting events like this, hosting football grand finals and stuff like that. From a visiting player's point of view, what do you make of the facility here? Is it a place that you feel comfortable?
Yeah, I've done a lot of country blitzes, we call them, down here tours with Robbie McKinley, taking me around, and I've seen the development of Lavington over the years as well. So there's a lot of money going into a lot of hard work and effort. So I think for them to reap the rewards that they did in the Big Bash was a fantastic game, and let's hope that over the next 3 days this game continues to get better and better as well. So I think it's important for cricket to come to regional and rural areas of New South Wales and bring those communities closer to the city and make them feel part of it, and obviously seeing a few naughty kids throughout the day, and hopefully inspire the next generation of cricketers as well.